You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Oteche deza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akalise na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulalele Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Ureje Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
Hello, hello, hello. You are connected to the Call Out Podcast here on Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform, and definitely engage with you. It's your host of the most, back again with another banging episode. I go by the name of KD, also known as Garabo Daniels. And today, I have a special guest here with me. Hello, my good sir. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Timbilisha Masuku.
Okay.
And, you know, I used to be a host as well. I used to be a presenter.
What changed?
But I am now focusing on being the technical manager here at Madiba's Radio. But, you know, I thought, let me come in and just have a little discussion with you, you know, and fill in for your co-host who couldn't make it today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's Sadly. What I'm here to do. And I'm really excited because I love your guys' show. I always listen in every week. So I'm excited to also chime in this week.
Thank you so much. So, Tembe, today we will be talking about Heritage Day. What do you know about Heritage Day? What can you tell us about Heritage Day?
I know that Heritage Day is a day that has been carved out for South Africans, specifically Native South Africans, to celebrate their heritage. I know that it's now Heritage Month, essentially, because we see people dress up in their heritage clothing and their traditional clothing for the entire month now. Every other week, they're in their traditional garb. So I think it's far more than a day. It's a celebration of our identity because, you know, we're a post-colonial country. So with that post-colonial identity, it's important for us to maybe redress the injustices of the past. And yeah, Heritage Day is one of those. It's on the 24th, right?
Oh, yes.
It was on the 24th. I'm glad I got it right. But yeah, so growing up, I know Jay, we were dressing in our traditional clothes in schools. But now I see
especially
it as much
on Fridays.
Deeper. Exactly. Mm. Exactly. It was like CV's.
CV's Day. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what about you? What do you feel about Heritage Day? More than what it is, what are your feelings around it? Do you think it's helpful? Do you think it's good for the country? What do you think?
I definitely think it's good for the country because there's a lot of people who are like unaware of their own cultures and heritage, you know? So it teaches, you know, people more. It opens their minds to cultures more. Me personally, I started knowing about my own culture and heritage when I was in grade 10. Wow. And I mean, that's quite late to know your roots and stuff. But yeah, that's when I started knowing. And thanks to Heritage Day, I would always wear my... I'm Sotho, guys, for those of you who didn't know.
Let's
go. So I would always wear my hat, likubo yaka, and just rock it. And, you know, look... Because... I also studied in Port Elizabeth, and it's predominantly Xhosa
here.
So I would always see people wearing their umbacos, you know, dresses and everything. Yes. And then here I'm rocking up with like a blanket, you know. So it was quite fun to be, you know, standing out and everything. It was beautiful. I personally enjoyed
it. That's beautiful. So that, you know, why I said wow to the Port Elizabeth thing, it connects. So you were not even in a place where, let's say, your people are predominantly. Mm-hmm. You were surrounded by many other cultures
apart
from your own. So that's maybe why it started in grade 10 for you, you know?
And most probably,
Like where you, why did your family move to Port Elizabeth, if you don't mind me asking?
No, for sure. So... I don't know. That's the answer. I don't know. But my family is based in Lesotho and Bloemfontein.
Okay.
And then I was born this side, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was born this side. So my parents moved this side and then we just started residing this side. Otherwise, back home, Bloem and Lesotho.
Okay, that makes more sense. But yeah, like I think that's a bigger part of it is just reclaiming our identities, what you just said, like culture as well. So it's more than just the clothing, it's the language.
For sure.
It's just our language is being put at the forefront. Would you say you're good with your home language or you're more so good at Xhosa since you were raised in Port Elizabeth?
I think I'm good in Xhosa.
Okay.
You know, I can hear and I can communicate in Sotho, but like not the rural and deep Sotho. You know, if you're speaking that Sotho, then ish, come out. But I can hear, I can respond. Yeah, it's
That's
okay.
Awesome. That's awesome. So I think for us, as it's a global country now, it's a globalized country, South Africa. And yeah, man, I'm hoping with every new Heritage Day, we can realize the importance of, and also your culture is more so your, in your blood. Mm-hmm. So as much as you might not know how to speak your language, just that, making it a point to learn about your culture.
For sure.
To find out what your traditional wear is and be bold and proud in this month of heritage. Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you celebrate your Heritage Day? What were you up to?
Good question. Hey, guys, there's a lot of work. Mm. And we're students and we're also working on the side, some of us. So I'd say the best I could do was put on my traditional garb.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I did post my traditional garb.
Ooh, that's
online.
Nice.
I did have dialogue with a lot of people that day about our cultures, this, that, and the other. I didn't do much, honestly. It was just going around boldly in my, I'm Ndebele, so I had to wear Ndebele garb. So
That's nice.
It's just a day to express yourself, I think, for us. And then, I think that was it. How did you spend yours?
I spent mine in bed. I'm not even going to sit here and lie and be like, yeah. I did this, that. I spent mine in bed. I was binge watching the newly released documentary of Thabo Bester and Dr. Nandipha.
I just finished that yesterday.
How
actually.
Is it?
It's beautiful.
Really?
It's a three-part documentary, three-episode documentary. Didn't you finish it?
No.
Okay. I think it's
beautiful. Don't now like...
It's beautiful, of course. Not, of course. It's not beautiful that there were murders and, yeah. and rapes and all of these things. I think it's beautiful to see our country get to a place where it creates such true crime material that's watchable. That teaches us on the history of our. You know, this is something that happened in our country. It's our history
for sure,
and it's a cautious story. It's a story that should teach us to be cautious of our hearts. Because I feel like, not to spoil it for those who haven't watched it, Unandi was just not cautious with her heart.
Definitely.
So she got manipulated by this, who I think is a sociopath, if not psychopath, Thabo Bester.
Mm.
So in that way, I think it's beautiful, man, to see how they edited it, they shot it, they got everyone involved. Of course, Nandi herself, okay, I'm spoiling stuff. But anyway,
you are.
Just know that, I think it's our first in many true crime documentaries. I hope Netflix funds more. There's many things that have happened in our news cycle, in our history, that has just went, just people don't speak about it anymore, but it could have taught us all a lesson in something. And in this one, I think it teaches us about how toxic relationships can lead to the worst of the worst things
for
happening.
Sure.
Yeah. So yeah, I really loved it. And it's like, it's related to this show as well. It's there's so many elements to that documentary. It's political, it's socioeconomic, it reveals a lot of South Africa's problems, internal rooted problems. Thabo Bester is a consequence of, I think, the socioeconomic failings of the country. And had we done better, had our government done better, such people would not be existing and doing the things they're doing. And then also the corruption that speaks to the corruption that happened for them to even achieve the things they did. They needed a lot of corruption. So that speaks to our country and how much we need to address a lot of things, and our social, political, economic climate is really corrupt in itself. And hopefully we learn from this documentary, and then we hold those at the top accountable. How could this happen? You know, and may it never happen again. They need to do better. Yeah.
Ish.
So hopefully people watch that. I advise everyone to watch that documentary, especially if you're a South African and you're not the news type. So you didn't watch the news at the time.
That is perfect for you. You can definitely watch that.
Sure. Enjoy finishing it. What episode are you on? Still the first one.
Still the first one.
Wow.
The thing is, I watch pause. As soon as it gets a bit eerie, I like,
It's crazy. It's such a, there's a lot. That man did a lot of things that are really, really shocking.
Out of this world,
Yeah, shocking. So, yeah, but as I said, it's not just, we shouldn't look at the person. We should look at the circumstance as well. What led him, you know? What led him?
But Thembe, though, also focus on the person, I feel like, you know?
No, guys, I think I study psychology. So I study psychology, and what we realize is no one is born crazy, and no one is born psychopathic specifically. So there has to be some stuff that has happened around you to lead you to this place. And of course, it starts in the home. So the first people we need to look at is, how was this person raised? How was the parenting situation? I just hate when we demonize one person, because what can happen is we lose sight of like how our role is. We're also involved. I feel like Thabo Bester.
I'm involved.
We're all involved.
No ways.
We're all involved.
Count
Thabo
me
Bester
out, sir.
Is a reflection of all of us as South Africans. We should all think about it when we watch that show. Like, what can we do to make sure there's no more tabobesters? Because if you just go,
I mean, if you put it like that, saying, make sure.
Exactly. If we just go, it's tabobest, it was him. We'll make the same mistakes raising other men who are entitled men who, you know, think
manipulative,
exactly, think GBV is just nonsense and they can do whatever they want to do with women, they want to do with women. So, yeah, that's how I view it. That's why I said what I said, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But the blaming me, though, that's crazy.
That's not I'm blaming myself.
Count me out, guys.
I'm not saying that. I'm not also saying I'm blaming anyone. And, of course, he should take all the accountability for his actions. And, of course, he's spending life in prison. So he's already, been tried. He's guilty. And so some sort of justice has been given there. But I'm just saying, we're not learning from patterns in South Africa. We're not learning from the patterns that are occurring. And GBV, which Tabobester represents in all its... everything that is the problem with GBV. And so my thing is, we need to learn from Tabobester's past and see what happened, what went wrong for him to get to a place where he did all of this.
How can the community help as
exactly,
well?
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll have another story next year. And then we'll wonder what's happening. Yeah.
Anyways, enough of Tabobester. Let's back onto Heritage Day.
Yes,
what is a traditional... You said you were in Ndebele, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me your traditional dish.
Wow, stop. Can I say this? I'm just going to be honest.
Okay.
I wasn't raised in Ndebele.
Oh, my God.
I understand. Mm-hmm. And that speaks to just the globalness of our country and just the multicultural aspects of our country. We just adopt each other's cultures. You know, and where you live usually ends up determining what you eat. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to answer that by saying I grew up in Johannesburg, you know. So for us, ipapa.
You guys eat pap with everything, guys. Pap and eggs.
Exactly.
Guys.
No, Johannesburg people love their pap and we're serious about it. I think we're the best cooks of pap in the country. By far. Because I came to Port Elizabeth and I promise you, when I came inside, it started hitting me. You guys don't value pap as much as we do.
We like rice.
Exactly. You're rice people. And then when you do talk pap, you talk umphokoqo. You talk like uputu is what we call it in Zulu. So it's like you guys are more putu and rice and spaghettis. I'm like, what's happening this side? So with us it's pap, and then I think traditional dish for Ndebele is that I can speak to we have similar dishes across cultures. So Swatis, Zulus and Ndebeles actually have similar dishes. So I'd say umngqusho is also something we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have like sampan beans. I'll take sampan beans. As our traditional. Yeah. What about yours?
I really don't. I'd be lying if I said I knew. Because as you had mentioned, I grew up in PE, so I only know stuff I grew up eating. Kenyani, besisitya umphokoqo, besisitya this, that.
Yeah.
But I would say, in the Sotho culture, we also like pap a lot. Pap, cabbage, your tribe.
Of course,
you know.
Tribe. I was going to say tribe is huge for our cultures. Yeah.
So, and it's very nice. I enjoy it. Yeah. But you know, there's a huge difference between paps in Lesotho and Bloemfontein and here in the Eastern Cape. Here in the Eastern Cape, it's kind of soft.
It is.
And then there, it's like rock hard and you have to swallow it.
Those differences. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Even that, when you do cook pap in the Eastern Cape, when it is cooked, it's a bit softer. Yeah, so Josie, there's variations, but it's usually more on the harder side. It's more on the harder side. Be like, you know, you find a person rolling it up in their hands. But yeah, no, tripe is a perfect... I think you should have picked tripe because tripe is usually ulusu in Xhosa. Yeah, like it's like across
many
cultures. We love tripe.
And
but
also,
it also depends on how it's cooked.
You guys... actually, some people, let me not say Ndebele people, but I'm not sure which culture it is exactly, but they cook, what did you call it? Uputu.
Uputu, yebo, amaZulu.
And then eat it with meat.
Yes, we love
it.
Nyama enhloko. It's called nyama enhloko. It's delicious. Don't knock it till you've tried it. I always tell people, don't knock it till you've tried it. So what I noticed about the Eastern Cape as well is you don't have inyama enhloko stalls.
We don't.
People don't sell it here. And it was so disappointing because I love it so much. It's so delicious, me personally. So when you get to Josie, Karabo, one of these days.
Okay.
First thing you must do.
As soon as I land.
As soon as you land. Mm. Drop off your bags and take a walk. I promise you, especially in the main CBD, Bramfontein area, like Johannesburg deep. you will find every other two roads, someone will be cooking inyama entloko on the street with uphuthu. It's so delicious. It's so spicy. It's so tender. When it's cooked properly, at least. That's a Zulu dish, though. That's pure Zulu.
Pure Zulu.
Dish. Yeah,
that's Zulu dish. So, I'll say to inyama entloko, like, what animal? Like, which animal is that?
Oh, cow. Inkomo. So, they literally, they cook just the head. And it's a huge head. It has a lot of meat. And weirdly enough, the meat of the head is super tender.
Really?
Yeah. It's more delicious than the body, weirdly enough. Me personally. That's how much I've had it, maybe.
Ooh.
But it's really nice.
And I love cow meat, so I'll most definitely like the head.
It's delicious. It's delicious. And no, they don't add the tongue and anything crazy. They just cook the meat.
The eyes?
No, they don't add the
eyes. Okay, I was like, okay.
For our foreign listeners, we're not eating the eyes and the tongue and all the weird parts.
The ears.
No, the ears, no. We're eating the meaty parts of the head, and it's very delicious, I'd say. Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a pig head?
No.
I have.
How's that?
It's pork. It tastes like pork. Yeah. It's nice. But there's like this squishiness to it. I don't know.
It's different.
It's quite different, but it's nice. And if ever you eat it, I would advise that you have it with like a pinch of salt.
Okay.
It's very nice. No spices, like no... Like spices, man, beef spices or chicken spices. No, none of that.
Okay.
Just put on like salt. I'll try it.
That.
You will enjoy it.
I'm allergic to pork, but I always eat it.
Don't lie.
Then I drink Allergex after.
No, why would you do that to yourself?
What do you mean?
No.
And plus, what's worse, when you live with other people and you don't want to be rude and they cook.
This
something.
Is your life we're talking about,
no,
sir.
I'm not allergic to death. I'm allergic, like, it causes a skin
allergic reaction.
Like my allergic reaction is just my skin swells up. So I'd say, yeah, it's worth the suffering. So.
Oh my gosh.
But that's only when I really, really need
crave
to.
Crave it.
Yeah, when I crave it. Yeah.
When last did you have pork?
Yo.
Don't tell me this year.
This year, of course.
Oh,
last month.
My word.
So yeah, it's hard, guys. Especially black folk, our people, African people love pork. So we incorporate it in a lot of our dishes. So what can I do? Yeah,
For sure. So we're moving on to our very last segment of this episode. So what do you know about, the SRC candidates? And see, now we are literally heading to the elections. What do you feel like? What's your vibe? What do you feel about that?
Ish, to be honest with you guys, and I think I might represent a lot of students. It gets so hectic for us as students, like academically, it's hard to pay attention
exactly.
to the political.
Especially around this time.
Yeah. Mm. So it's such a weird time for us to be put into this place where we need to vote and choose candidates because to pay attention to both is pretty difficult. I think most of us end up voting on what we see. We might not even know the candidates and the policies that they are proposing, but because we see, okay, Daso kind of didn't do well this year. We don't see that many changes. We won't vote for them. That type of thing.
I get that.
Or EFF didn't do well. And so I think I personally will vote based on, just the last few weeks before voting. What are they? The main changes for me are always the disadvantaged students, is like students' problems. Like, how are we going to solve NSFAS issues? How are we going to solve housing issues? Because honestly, the SRC should be more focused on those who need the help. As much as there's other students who are in the middle class and upper class who are part of this environment, the SRC is for the lower class, man. It's for the students who need them and fight for their rights. So yeah, I think as much as I'm not going to say who I'm going to vote for, of course, but anyone of the candidates who I will listen to the debates, I'll definitely listen to the debates. That's at least the time I can take out of my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I hear someone who goes, okay, we had this issue, and who are honest as well, like, we couldn't fix this issue in 2025. We had these barriers.
We need honesty as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They always blame someone else sometimes for their issues.
Sure.
Or we couldn't do this because of the ANC, because of SARS.
Just take the blame.
Exactly.
Vote. Because we see accountability, this, that.
Exactly.
That's what we want to see, people.
So I'd advise, if any of the candidates are listening, take accountability.
For sure.
And then also, make realistic promises. I know it's politics and we're trying to get votes.
Obviously.
But stop lying to the students.
They have to. They
no,
have to.
No, stop, Karam. They don't have to lie to us. So stop lying to the students and promising. Because we wait for those promises.
Oh, for sure.
In great anticipation. Now we're going, next year, they said they were going to have data again. data doesn't come. When last did we have data? Things like that.
And I miss that data. I miss it so much.
You know, 30 gigs a month was really life-changing stuff. So honestly, yeah, I think hopefully the SRC realizes the mistakes they've made in the past. What about you? How do you feel?
To be honest, I'm really not feeling anything at the moment. As you previously mentioned, academic pressure is really getting stressful and getting bigger and bigger. So me personally, I will vote on what I see. I'll just vote on what I see. And, you know, I think that I'm really loving what EFF is doing. That's all I can say. Okay. Really loving what the EFF is doing and. But, you know, they'll have to, you know, do more to actually get my vote.
Yes, ma'am.
Same applies with all of the other.
For sure.
But, there is an interview with Owe Chukwuka from EFFYC. And please listen to it.
My name is Katlego Mofokeng from Madiba's Radio. And to whom am I speaking?
I get. You're speaking to Olu Chukwuka from the EFF.
So, Chukwuka, you are currently the presidential candidate for the EFF Youth Command. Tell me how about that.
Members of EFF Youth Command, upon realizing that we must go to SRC elections, they convened a meeting and then elected candidates that they see that they can advance the politics and the challenges of students within the SRC and the governance of the university. So, they entrusted me with that responsibility, and today here we are.
Okay, let's work it in chronology. When did you first start working or joining the EFF Youth Command, or Student Command as it was formerly known, here at the university?
I joined when I first came here. The first day when I came here, I joined the EFF Students Command.
Mm-hmm. And when was this?
That was 2023.
Okay.
Yeah, I joined then. That is when I joined.
Okay. And from then on, you've been working your way up the ranks.
We contested elections in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So in that SRC election, I was running for Secretary General.
Mm-hmm.
Under the leadership of Comrade Yuva Mokwete, mm-hmm, as president. And then the following year, that is when we took office, which was 2024. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I served as an SG. And he ever served as a president.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole year I was an SG, mm-hmm, up until we got to a point of SRC elections again,
mm-hmm,
which was in September, October.
Mm-hmm.
So during that period, I was nominated again as a presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, last year things were very difficult, so we did not see the light of day. So this year again, we started the year. We did all our campaigns, Zofunda Ngenkani. We did our daily programs as the EFF-SC up until we got to a point where we need to prepare for SRC elections. And then again, I got elected as a presidential candidate to advance the politics of the Youth Command.
Okay. We've seen you do quite a lot of work over this year, especially regarding student activism and advocating for students, particularly students off campus. You have held people to account regarding the ways that they treat students, even those who have unfortunately lost their lives. Tell me about that. How was that entire experience, and what does it mean to you now as a youth activist to have done the things that you did?
I mean, it's never a nice thing to be a leader, especially when there are so many challenges that are facing the people that you so lead. So we don't really find pleasure in any of the things that we did, but it was things that we saw as necessary to be done. You know, we don't find pleasure or joy when we go and attend to a court case of a student that was murdered by a res manager, a student that was murdered by a foreign shop owner. You know, we don't find joy in attending to cases of gender-based violence, any oppression of women in particular.
Mm.
We don't find joy in such. But of course, our collective resolve is that any social ill that is there, we as the vanguard of the students and the people generally, we must be there, standing side to side with the people that are victims, you know. So there is no great pleasure in such. But of course, we who will always be there to attend to such issues, because the AFF Youth Command really is a friend of whoever that means a friend at any kind of a moment, at any day, at any time of day. We are just a call away from those people, and we will be there.
That is amazing. So many have spoken about your time in office as the SRC. And should you get eLove back from the students of Nelson Mandela University, what would you do differently?
Well, thanks for that. Well, I think it's a widely and common topic that is currently there. Everyone is speaking about it. What is it that you are going to do different this time around? You are SG and SRC, your term, wow, and all of that. I mean, it's kind of a nice question for me, because really everyone does make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I think we all take pride in doing better once we realize that we have made a mistake. Mm-hmm. So you learn from those mistakes and you go forward with serious conviction to make sure that the same mistakes, you do not repeat them, you know. So even the mistakes that people keep on referring to are not genuine mistakes, but it's mistakes that are purported to be mistakes by opposition parties.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to go back and dwell on the issues that they keep on raising, for example, they always use the shuttle card kind of a situation. The shuttle card was a genuine cause, you know, and I don't think we ever get a chance to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone jumps on it and articulates it as a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not, because the main objective of having shuttle cards for students was to make sure that we know the scientific data of students that are utilizing shuttles. So that was the main objective, to make sure that in costing we register everyone that enters the shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 20,000 people that use the shuttles, and we now then make use of that 20,000 as the basis of our scientific analysis of the shuttle system.
Mm-hmm.
From that 20,000, we then say, okay, these shuttles are short. They are not enough for 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to add this amount of shuttles to accommodate the 20,000 people that are there. So that was the main objective, to have something that is tangible. When we go and negotiate with the university, we say, here is a number, we've done our scientific research, and through this research, these are the amendments and adjustments that we want to see, you know? Unlike now we can't tell that where do we need more shuttles. We can't tell you exactly, because there is no scientific analysis to tell you that in town, there are plus minus 10,000 students, and within those 10,000 students, how many people in town use shuttles? And in those people that use shuttles, how many more shuttles do we need to add for them? Because this is a financial issue that you need to deal with it in a delicate and mathematic manner, or rather financial manner. You can't just come with common knowledge about these things. You need scientific research and analysis so that you can be able to persuade the university better.
Okay. That clarification actually eases the minds of quite a lot of people. But is there anything you want to say to the University of Nelson Mandela? Not the institution itself, but the people, the students that you are speaking to, the students that you want to vote for your party. What do you have to say to them? A parting message.
All right. Firstly, we would like to thank you for forever supporting us. You know, we had quite a number of students who still believe in the AFF Youth Command.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to really appreciate those students who continue to show us support. And through that support, we're able to then move forward as well as an organization, you know. Because in numerous times, Kat, as a student leader, you really question yourself as to why do you keep on doing this? Because in numerous times, you don't get appreciated enough. So when you sit down and self-reflect, you feel like sometimes you're not supposed to do certain things. You're not supposed to go certain miles for people. But because we have so much people that support us, then that gives us courage to keep on going forward and keep on fighting for our students. So we want to extend really the same liberty to students who do not know about us, those that would love to know about us, that they are more than welcome to come to our space We'll engage them, teach them about the EFF Youth Command, what it means, what it stands for. And then from there, we know that we can expand our level of influence and we are going to be able to bargain better with the university. The university is not a difficult and complex space, but with willing leadership and willing followers, which are students, we can take this university to the direction that we want to take it to.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. I hear them. I'd say, I don't know. I'm not going to give my own comments. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to sway any other people's votes. Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting swayed. Okay. I just need policy. I need realistic goals from the parties. And yeah, I also want them to mention the things that happened in the past. You know, there were a lot of criticisms about the EFF, for instance, how they started there, you know, their year, that first year where they won.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never heard back from them about those, you know.
People change, guys. You know?
Some money issues.
That was crazy.
For me, it's hard as a voter to forget those things. And I want them to be addressed. And I want to be critical. It's not that I want to embarrass any party.
Mm.
But that accountability means it won't happen again. But if you don't have any accountability, how do I trust when you get in power again, when you get in that position, you won't do it again?
Makes sense.
So that's my only feeling. And yeah, man, just everyone vote based on policy, not on feelings and not on your friends. You know, let's also not persuade each other. But
what if you don't know what to vote? Like, you don't know who to give your vote to, do you get it? And it's better to give a vote than not giving at all, you know?
Of course.
So I feel like, guys, just go with your gut feelings, honestly, at this point. Whatever you want. It's always good to vote. So vote. Please don't just stay home, you know?
Yes, it's your campus. It's your university.
And who knows? Maybe whoever you give your vote to might do wonders, might bring change. So, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think we have reached the end of our episode.
Yes, ma'am.
It was great really having fun. You.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. I should do this more often.
More often, join yes.
You and, you know, Vuyisanani.
You should.
And come and comment, you know, as the senior elder citizen.
Okay. As an elder. Okay.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me, Karabo. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to the listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And we'll be back again next week.
Where can they find you? Okay.
You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Karabo.Daniels, Instagram, Karabo_Daniels. You know, ask me questions, guys. Interact, engage. What do you guys want to hear more on the show?
Yes,
talk to me. I'm very open to new ideas. And Vuyisanani, I'm sure as well, he wouldn't mind that. Please also... follow Vuyisanani on Vuyi_Nomchacho, if I got that right. And he always says, lo, that doesn't have a profile picture, uyena. So please give Vuyisanani a follow as well. Yes. And until next time.
Until next time, follow @MadibasRadio everywhere. And I'm Tembi_X if you want to hear from me. I'm not political.
Mm-hmm.
I'm artistic. But yeah, catch me there. And then have a great, great, great week ahead. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Madiba's Radio.
What's good, everyone? Welcome to yet again another episode of Extra Time right here on Madiba's podcast, where we connect, inform, and engage. What are we confirming? Oh, you were confirming the sports, campus sports.
Campus sports, you know.
Campus sports. Yes. Not alone, but I'm with Tiamo and Bonkosi. I haven't seen you guys in ages.
Yeah. It's we cross corner, vertus corners.
Where have you guys been? I hope since you guys have not been here for quite some time.
It's a schedule.
I feel like Bongos is much better than me. I haven't been for the whole month I was here.
I also haven't been around, but I mean, I have to be here now that everybody is quite busy with something else. But I'm very excited to be back. My name is Samgele Cele, and as I've said, I'm not alone. I'm with Tiamo, and I am with Bonginkosi. We're going to be bringing you all the sports news, and of course, starting with our campus sport. Very excited. We need to start at home.
FNL is back.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Gates open at 5 p.m. Tickets will be sold at 10 rand mm-hmm. for students. If you have a student card, please, guys, bring your student card.
Yeah.
Or else you'll pay 15 rand for non-students.
And Gumnan gave you FNL. Gumnan
go FNL, sana. Like, if you haven't been there,
I can attest to that. I can definitely attest to that. And also, Campus Sports League is continuing on the 5th of October. I know that a lot of sport codes are playing their playoffs.
Yeah,
Are you playing Bonkosi?
Yeah, my team is playing Trocadero FC, their last game, even though we are in the last position of the...
Are you guys in the Premier League?
Yeah, we are in the Promotional League. Second division. But for good news for Esmart FC, they are in the verge of being crowned match champions of the first division.
Okay.
They have won all their games. I think they have drawn only one game,
if I'm not mistaken.
Phase three, they are... here and there, but my main focus is on Esmart FC because they are doing very well. This is the season here, Bolena. They are just one game away. They are champions because they won their last game over the weekend. That's confirmed that they are indeed champions for 2025.
Not yet, and we'll see.
As long as phase three doesn't mean I'm fine.
What do you guys mean?
I'm fine.
I'm a phase three supporter. And
really?
Yes.
That means during that choir resting up, you were also...
Definitely. What do you mean? They sang so good. But we're not talking about music, about phase three is...
Yeah,
look, House of Champions. So
I've got haters here, basically. No, you've got no haters.
Motemo is my hater.
Yes, I am.
Why, though? I mean, phase three, rugby, amazing. Best team. Football, yes, amazing. Best team.
Mm.
Singing, yay, Nina, it's team Leah. That's my team. I'm actually very proud speaking about them.
Yes, yes.
Love them.
Looking at the top five or yeah, league, we on a lap Kemba Sports. We have Esmart. They've played 13 games. They've got 34 points. Hlasela, 13 games. They've got 30 points. Ocean View FC, they are in number three, no 27 points. Kuzoba Cloud Kavane FC, and at 26 points. And then on number five, we're top Itebro, and on 19 points. The other top five, we're to lap with NMU League we season got 2025.
While speaking about Campus Sports League, particularly mm-hmm. football, sitting at home, it is late afternoon. I get a screenshot from Reborn. I'm like, what's going on? And I couldn't even like read everything until I met up with the football, I think, coordinator.
Yeah.
Who actually wrote this.
Mm.
So I was trying to get an understanding of what really happened because I was like, yo, I'm so lazy to read all of this.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what happened? Because we might have different stories.
Not exactly. We don't know what happened, Sam. Just tell us what happened. What's really
You guys don't know what happened?
No,
didn't read the document?
I did read the document, but...
The exact story.
Exact story. Maybe Sam got that.
Bonkos is probably lying. He probably knows that.
No. No, I just only read the article, the email. You know, we would say this is what's happened, but
so apparently HP is obviously going to be suspended with immediate effect from the competition.
Yo.
Because they made fake cards for players. So they basically like created fictitious players to play in the tournament without them actually, you know, supposed to be playing. And then they were caught.
No.
Surprisingly, they were
caught. Why would they do like such a move? Like, yeah.
So they were caught and then in action. So, yeah, that's what went down. However, Madiba's Campus Sports Leagues is continuing this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Rugby, netball, football, chess, as well. Basketball as well. So, yeah, that's what's happening. I know that phase three is playing rugby. Claude Cavani, I know that they're going to win. Good luck to my boys. Good luck to my boys. Now, let's dive into the sports news in and around the country. I know there's a lot that's been happening this week with football, varsity netball finals taking place. We haven't spoken. Did we speak about that?
No.
We haven't.
We haven't.
We haven't.
We just covered the All-NMU.
Yeah, so GovZs were playing against Northwest University in the Varsity Netball final, with Northwest University winning 57-49 against GovZs the last time these two sides met during the round robin stages. All the bragging rights went to GovZs as they were dominated by NWU in a clinical 59-83 display. However, this time around, Northwest hunger, determination and patience took them to the finish line as they claimed their third ever Varsity Netball title. To be honest, I thought Madiba's Netball was going to win Varsity Netball this year.
We started with fire. We started with a bang. But
we did.
We started the competition with a very, very, very fantastic performance. Yeah. But I don't know what happened during the tournament, but I think our girls did very well in the tournament.
They really tried their best. Really behind them. I was really behind them, very much so. I know that a lot of people were also supporting them very much. You know, from all the sport codes, sometimes I'd see the rugby boys posting, like, oh yeah,
yeah.
Love the support. Love the support. What else do we have from netball?
We have the New Zealand versus South Africa 3 test series.
Mm-hmm.
So the results are New Zealand won against South Africa with 57 points. The Silver Ferns completed a clean sweep by defeating the Spur Proteas in all three tests, 51-77 in the test one. And then they had another test two, which was 58-70. And then they had another test three, which is 56-57.
Mm-hmm.
It was a match that left viewers on the edge of their seats as Proteas were dominant throughout but couldn't hold on when it mattered the most, as New Zealand goal attack Martin Salmon slotted in the winning goal. So it was New Zealand, of course, like all blacks, like rugby.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's getting out of rugby. All blacks in South Africa,
New Zealand is like that. It's like, it's like we're enemies at this point. It's like we're enemies at this
point. They're giving us problems in these competitions. Netball.
The biggest opposition.
Rugby and cricket.
Everywhere.
New Zealand.
Everywhere.
Besides soccer, guys.
Okay,
there are nowhere to be seen in soccer.
I don't even know their soccer name.
They are New Zealand national team.
They're just called New Zealand.
Yeah, they are New Zealand national
team. At least we know that with netball, it's Silver Ferns. And then All Blacks and everything.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of football, remember that we are celebrating Heritage. Oh, not anymore.
It's October. My month.
Okay, let's close
our
it.
Our month.
Was it born in October?
Yeah.
Really?
Same dates.
Really? Yeah. such a weird month. What date is this?
15.
Okay, October. At least it's a good number.
Yeah.
Just a weird month. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sam.
Maybe we can still celebrate this heritage of the sport clubs before Ubongosi dives us into the football news from this past week. Sekhukhune United is a club that was named after the kingdom of the late King Sekhukhune the First, as the paramount chief who presided over the region called Sekhukhune. The region today consists of a vast population and it prides itself as a cultural diverse community, also known as Babine Noko. The club, founded in 2019 as African All-Stars in the ABC Motsepe League. Since then, the club has evolved significantly and made its mark in the South African football scene. The Sekhukhune United logo carries symbolic elements that reflect its identity. The white shield signifies purity and unity, while the inclusion of the team name and the nickname Babine Noko reinforces the club's identity and cultural connection. The depiction of porcupine standing in front of the soccer ball adds a distinctive and memorable visual element associated with protection and resilience, symbolizing the club's determination and strength on the soccer field. But I always say, with the series of celebrating heritage of the different clubs, that you find a whole lot of new things that are beyond the club.
Yes.
So now today we just unveiled what the logo of Sekhukhune United
mean. Yeah.
You know, it could be just a nice, beautiful logo that we see, but to them it means, you know, just more than that, with everything that's in there. You know,
that represent them as Kukhune,
you know, as a team. Mm. So, you know, they've got a white shield which signifies as purity and unity. So that what unifies them as a team.
Yeah.
Mm. Like a whole lot of things. So I wish it was Heritage Month every day. Maybe that's why we're not closing this series, at least for today. Football, what went down? Kaizer Chiefs was playing yesterday.
Speaking of football, Sam, indeed, I have ama results here. So, kala ngisibheke ama results ayo lapha eBarclays Premier League, EPL, from ePhesheya kweLwandle. Sibuya sizobheka ama results eFIFA World Cup Under 20. Siyazi iqalile iFIFA Under 20 World Cup lapha eChile, neqembu laseSouth Africa likhona. Siphinda sizobheka imidlalo yayo lapha iBetway Premiership ebikhona ngempela sonto na nge-weekend ebikhona. Soqala nje sibheke lapha kwiBrentford idlale neManchester United. Brentford won their match 3-1 kuleyo mdlalo. IChelsea yaphinde futhi yaguqa ngayo lapha u-3-1 kuqiswa iqembu layo lapha iBrighton. Crystal Palace inqobile kwiLiverpool ngamagoli amabili kwelilodwa. The match of the weekend is Crystal Palace handed their reigning champions their first defeat of the 2025-2026 season. In the previous season, Liverpool had been victorious at Selhurst Park before ending their campaign with a draw at Anfield. Crystal Palace are now the only team in the Premier League that has not been defeated yet. They currently won 3 matches and drew 3 times. A team that can be described as the dark horse of the season, which is Crystal Palace. They've started the season very, very, very well. Okay. We also got Leeds who draw against the Bournemouth. They played a 2-2 draw. Manchester City won against Burnley 5-1. Nottingham Forest defeated by Sunderland with 1-0. Spurs played a 1-1 draw with the Wolves. Sunday, 20th September, Aston Villa won their first match of the season against the Fulham, which they won 3-1. Newcastle United lost against the Arsenal 2-1. Arsenal coming back again in the dying minutes, making sure that they are taking all their 3 points and they are keeping Liverpool on their toes in the top of the Barclays Premier League. We also have ama fixtures akhona in this coming weekend. Bournemouth versus Fulham. Kuthi Saturday, Leeds ilale ne Spurs. Arsenal ilale ne West Ham ngo 4:00. Manchester United ilale ne Sunderland. Chelsea ilale ne Liverpool. Kuthi ngesonto Aston Villa izobhekana nayo la ne Burnley. Everton versus Crystal Palace. Newcastle izodlala nayo futhi lapha Nottingham Forest. Wolves ilale nayo Brighton ngawo lapha u 15:00 ku 3:00 ngesikhathi lapha eNingizimu Afrika. UEFA Champions League nakho na futhi sikhona ikhona imphumelo ebikhona kusuka ngolesibili kuze kube usuku lwayizolo. Current Almaty iguqile iguqakile Real Madrid ngamagoli amahlanu eqandeni 5-0. I-Real Madrid inqoba lapho kulowo mdlalo. Chelsea yanqoba ngo 1-0 futhi inqoba kwiBenfica. Galatasaray iwina futhi lapha ngo 1-0 kwiLiverpool. Liverpool ifike yadliwa kwi Barclays Premier League has also lost to the Champions League.
Very good.
Two games in a row, they've tested the defeats. What as far as we're concerned, Liverpool, Kula Ma Langa, Ikona Omunyo Umlaro futhi Okona. The Pafos equal. Kuyona Ipayeni Kungu 5-1 futhi nayo. Imdalo futhi Ekona Union. SG ibidlala ne Newcastle osukwini la izolo. I-Arsenal futhi ibidlala neqembu layo lapha i-Olympiacos. I-Arsenal inqobile lapho ngo 2-0. I-Monaco yabambana ngo 2-2 ne-Manchester City osukwini la izolo. Yebo, imidlalo iyona imidlalo esiphethe layo imidlalo yayo lapha UEFA Champions League, Sam.
Yeah, that's right. That's all the games that we have for the UEFA Champions League and also the EPL. FIFA Under 20 is back as well. We have some results from the past few games and also some fixtures that will be taking place in the upcoming days or weeks, rather.
Yes.
Now we'll be looking at the... Oh, Lord. I can't see. Oh, yeah. Thank you. So now we'll be looking at the FIFA U20 World Cup. So last week Saturday, South Korea played with Ukraine, where Ukraine defeated South Korea by 2-1. Japan was playing against Egypt, where Japan won 2-0. And then Sunday, the 28th of September, Paraguay.
Were you not watching this FIFA World Cup, waiter?
How are you 20-ish? Guys, mina ming lapa. Qualifiers.
Okay.
Paraguay defeated Panama by 3-2. And then Chile with New Zealand. Chile won 2-1. And then, oh yeah, that's the New Zealand that Tembikos was talking about. Yeah. That they do have a football team.
Yeah, they have.
And then we have Italy versus Australia, where Italy won by 1-0. Morocco versus Spain. Morocco won by 2-0. And then on the Monday 29th of September, we had Brazil playing with Mexico, where it was a draw. And then we had Cuba playing with Argentina, where Argentina won 3-1 against Cuba. France played against South Africa, which France won 2-1 against South Africa. We have Nigeria versus Norway, where Norway won 1 against Nigeria. Colombia versus Saudi Arabia, when Colombia won 1-0. And then we have USA versus New Macedonia.
Yes.
Okay, makes it. Where USA won 9-1. So match 2 currently underway, and then let's talk about the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers.
Why? Because we qualified. Because of that.
I'm not sure that we are qualifying or not, because we have just been docked 3 points. So FIFA have just ruled out 3 points with FIFA. Now we are back in number 2 with 14 points. So we are not sure. Sam,
what happened with Tebogo Mokoena?
So,
that's my question.
Okwenzekile kahle Sam, is that Tebogo Mokoena we came to say that and come last Lesotho on go match. I think it was 21st of March. Tebogo Mokoena was not supposed to play this match. He was suspended because of the yellow cards. In Ulemdlalo, if we played 3 matches and you got 3 yellow cards, you're not supposed to play the fourth match, you know, something
as
like
much
that.
As it could be the team's fault, but also FIFA could also be, you know, held
accountable.
Like accountable for that, because don't you look at the team sheets before you know the games start?
True.
Like, why are they not, you know, holding the team accountable before the game even starts?
Okay.
So it's as much as the team. It might be a bit unfair, because obviously you are, as much as you want every team to act, you know, in a certain way, but rest assured you want to win. So you're probably going to try and sneak in. So FIFA should have done something.
No, for me, I think it's Bafana technical team. They made a mistake here. They must take this one. They are responsibility. I think the administration of the team before starting lineup is severe. These are the players that are going to play during the match. Already technical staff, technical director of the team should have known Tebogo Mokoena was not supposed
to
play
this game.
But that's
my point.
No.
If I'm playing and I know that you're not supposed to be playing,
yes,
but I want to win and I know that you're a good player,
yes,
obviously I will try and do something wrong and put you in. So that's why I'm saying FIFA should have picked it up before the game even started or before the team sheets were even finalized.
That's why Bafana Nayo or South African Football Association, they've written back to FIFA. That they are complaining about the outcome of the decision that the FIFA they've taken, that they've docked us out 3 points. So they are complaining. The war is not over. South African Football Association, they are still fighting for it, but we shall see what will pan out.
They were going to try and do something.
Indeed.
Which is wrong, of course, but I mean, you know, they could have FIFA could have done better. So they must also face the consequences, not only Bafana Bafana. So Betway Premiership is also underway with a few games, but maybe if we could just delve into the games that took place just yesterday with Kaizer Chiefs drawing with AmaZulu 1-1. And then on the 30th of September, Orlando Pirates won 2-0 TX Galaxy. It was a buzz on social media. It was a buzz everywhere with the Orlando Pirates fans. Hey, celebrating their wins. It is indeed a very much up and down there by by the table. I'm very much anticipating what's going to happen in the upcoming weeks as well. As you know that we are celebrating different heritages of the heritage traditions of the team. We did speak about Sekhukhune United. If maybe we could delve into another club as well that we are celebrating this not Heritage Month anymore, but this week.
So we'll be looking at the Bloemfontein Celtic Siwelele, Ribona's favorite.
Yeah,
Ribona's favorite.
Siwelele, Siwelele.
That's what she sings all the time.
Every day.
This is the greatest team ever. Fan base. Do you know the fan base of this team? Impact and I, Bafoe. So this is a great team indeed.
So, Siwelele, born from the green bloodline of Bloemfontein Celtics, Siwelele FC carries forward more than history. It carries Boitse Bahatso identity. So, Siwelele has always been more than a name. It is what the people have called themselves. Siwelele FC honors the legacy of the club that inspired generations and stood as a symbol of pride for Mangweng and the Free State. Logo S in Tawa in entwined into the fist, retaining both legacy of original logo fused with the new name shaped into a trophy symbolizing a winning team. Siwelele has announced their new CEO Lerato Likonyane to take over from the Stan Matthews, the new ever woman CEO for the club. So the women are dominating, guys.
I'm very glad that it's a woman.
It's a woman this time.
It's a woman chairman.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It happens. They made history with that. History with that. Now, delving into my very much favorite sport called rugby. The URC United Rugby Championship is one of the Europe's three major professional rugby leagues alongside Premiership and Top 14. This annual rugby competition features elite sides from Ireland, Italy, Scotland, South Africa and Wales. 16 teams feature in the competition, with the Stormers winning in the inaugural title. Teams within a certain region play each other twice. For example, South Africa, the URC features four teams rather: Lions, Stormers, Sharks, Bulls. They will all meet each other twice, home and away. The rest of the teams from other regions, they only play once in the round robin. Next year, all the four South African teams will play against New Zealand next year when they come to South Africa for their 7-8 week long tour. All Blacks won't be facing the Springboks only, but they will also be facing the teams that are participating in the URC. I can't wait to see All Blacks playing Sharks. I can't wait for that. Another point to note is since the inaugural 2021-2022 season, the URC has been seen at different winners every year. Previous winners are 2021-2022 DHL Stormers, 2022-2023 Bing Munster, 2023-2024 Bing Glasgow Warriors, and 2024-2025 current reigning champions is Leinster, who will be a different team winner this year. Maybe it's going to be the Sharks. Take it back to Durban, maybe.
Yes.
I hope so. The Sharks must bring it home.
We are hoping that they do.
Home. Sharks are the best team.
We're hoping that they do. So now, as we wrap up the show, remember that we did speak about all the campus sports happening in and around Nelson Mandela University. Remember that Campus Sports League is not only on the Gqeberha campuses, but also happening in George campuses. They will be playing their finals on the 9th, I believe, or the 10th, just before us. Our finals are happening on the 18th of October. It's going to be a massive celebration as phase three.
Yo, hi, guys. I tried, guys.
It's going to be a massive celebration. Do not miss out on that. It's more like campus life. So there's a lot of games happening. You know, there's futsal at North. There's both, you know, football is going to be at this main stadium and rugby. There's also a 5 kilometer run.
Wow.
Just before the finals start. So there's going to be a nice, fun 5 kilometers run. But before we wrap up the show, something exciting happened. And I got to be a part of it. Very much excited was when Highbury FC was signing their MOU with Madiba's Football.
I saw that.
I saw you, my brother. There. Hey. I was in the second half campus. I saw you there. You were part of...
I
was going to ask you, what is happening there?
Yeah, so it was normally when there's launches, it's more like private invitations type of thing.
Okay. Yeah,
so because I work for Madiba Sport, by virtue of that. So basically, let me break it down to you. Let me break it down to you what happens. So Highbury FC have signed an MOU, which is a Memorandum of Understanding, a three-year one
for
Madiba's Football.
Wow. Okay.
So this means that at Second Ave is going to be the Highbury FC's training ground for the rest of the season. Should they go to NFT, should they go to PSL, obviously in the next 3 years, they're still going to be using the Second Ave spot grounds.
Yeah.
That's a great situation.
So when was it? On a Monday. Was it Tuesday? No, Tuesday. This Tuesday, what they did was, because Second Ave and Yolanda Kuma, they're reigning champions in the campus sports league, so they invited their players. So those are the players that you guys saw there training. Mm. So it was like a mock training.
Okay.
But having Highbury FC players and coaching the Yolanda Kuma players.
Okay.
We're also playing in the campus league, so I'm hoping that they're going to win maybe.
This coming week.
They've been coached by the best, so by professionals as well. So it was a very nice, exciting day with the Dean of Students also being there, Dr. Busiso Mkhunu, signing this MOU with the chairman as well of Highbury FC. Mm. So this is really a start of an amazing, you know, relationship between Highbury FC
and Madiba's.
So there's going to be quite a lot of Highbury things happening. I know they reached out to me as well, also activations and whatnot. I was like, very much open to it.
That's a very good thing. I think that's a very good initiative between both the school and the football club of Highbury, because I've seen their performance in the NFT National First Division, APC Motsepe League. They are doing very well at the moment. They are currently on the fourth place. So we are hoping now that they maintain their performance and then they are going to be promoted to the PSL. Just imagine if they get promoted to the PSL and they are training their facilities. Yes. So that will be great. So we will just wish them all the best as students and as supporters. They just wish them the best in their season.
Yashem, everyone is supporting them. That's it from us. What do you guys, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, Tiamo M. That's it.
Where can they find you, Bonkosi?
Bonkosi Msomi on Facebook, Bonkosi Msomi on Instagram, Delicious7 on TikTok. Thank you, siyabonga kakhulu ngohlelo lanamhlanje.
It is Madiba's podcast. Do not forget to connect, inform, and engage with us on our social media pages. It is Madiba's Radio everywhere. Madiba's Radio everywhere. My name is Sam Gelecele. You can find me on all social media platforms as well as Sam Gelecele. There's only one.
There's only one.
No, I'm kidding. There isn't actually. I had a friend. Okay, now we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
I have someone who sent me a screenshot of East Coast Radio.
Yeah.
So one of the presenters there is Sam Kele.
Oh, Sam Kele.
Literally. I was like, what?
I know him.
I've also heard of him, but I've just been ignoring because why are you Sam Kele? Like, what do you mean? Do not forget to tune in yet again next week. We will be back bringing you all exciting sports news. That's it from us.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.